Mucho. Au mandé de una gana, se es mi au, ni we gagi, su ma, o show, ma, que, no, 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 I say good morning. I thank the Creator for being here. I thank the Creator for allowing us to view the humanitarians as as we look forward and work together to make the state of Wisconsin a better place for all of us. Bonjour and good morning, Speaker Sheridan, Speaker President Reeser, Senate Majority Leader Decker, members of the Assembly, members of the Senate Constitutional Officers, Cabinet Secretaries, Chief Justice Abramson, and Justices of the Supreme Court, and all other honored guests, greetings to all of you. It is our tradition like this, on occasion like this, to take a moment to recognize all our tribal elders that are present with us today, and also those that are with us in spirit. We have been taught from an early age to respect, listen, and learn from our elders. They are our teachers. They have lived, survived, and overcome hardships throughout their lives here on Mother Earth. They have witnessed many hardships that our country has endured and overcome to make this great country that we share. That is why we as the Anishinaabe, Ho-Chunk, Potawatomi, Mohican, Menominee, and Oneida, the first people, have always honored our elders. And next, we take a moment to honor our veterans that are present here today, to recognize, encourage, and sacrifice all of our tribal elders, and indeed all the veterans that are here today, as well as those that accompany us in spirit. It gives me great pleasure to introduce and acknowledge the tribes and tribal leaders from the 11 tribes in this great state of Wisconsin. Please let me stand and be recognized as I call your name. My name is Louis Taylor. I'm the chairman of the St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin and also vice chairman of the Great Lakes Intertribal Council. Bad River of the Band of Lake Superior Tribe of Chippewa Indians, Mike Williams, Jr., chairman and delegation. Forest County Potawatomi Community, Jeff Crawford, Attorney General and Delegation. The Ho-Chunk Nation, President Wilfred Cleveland, Delegation. The Coudray Band of the Lake Superior Chippewas, Louis Taylor, Delegation. Alaknu Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewas, D. Mayo, Vice President, Delegation. Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin, Lori Bovine, Chairperson and Delegation. Oneida Tribe of Wisconsin, Rick Hill, Chairman and Delegation. Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, Rose Sawyer, Chairman and Delegation. Chairwoman. Sakagan Chippewa Community, Garland McKeesick, Vice Chairman. Sockridge Muncie Community, President Kimberly Veely and Delegation. We also have present with us the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission officers. We have Mick Isham. And the old warrior himself, Tom Olson. Uh, This is the sixth occasion that we as tribes come before you to present the state of the tribe's address. It grew out of recognition of both tribes that there was a common interest between the state and the various tribes. As legislators and government leaders, we are all given the task of representing our constituents and creating policy and programs that serve our communities. As tribes, we come to Madison at this time each year, and we look forward to meeting with both of you in this presentation and individually, leader to leader, government to government, to review progress and plan for the future. Tribes have come a long way in the past 20 years between our government operations and our enterprises. Many of our tribes are the largest employers in their counties, various counties. As government and enterprise payrolls contribute millions to the local economies, employing more than 10,000 citizens. The tribes collect and remit millions in taxes and contribute more millions to local schools and charitable organizations. We also contribute our time and services and help to enhance fire protection, rescue, and ambulance services. We realize that services cannot just stop at the reservation boundaries. One of our reasons that we are here today is that we as leaders have to continue to find new ways of cooperating and planning for better lives for our people. With the speaker's permission, I'd like a written version of today's presentation and entered into the record. Those of you who know me know that I go off the book. To read something that's written, eat part of this heart. It's the Ojibwe way and my way to say welcome to all of you. As you know, we have contributed thousands and millions, thousands and thousands, and now today millions of dollars to the economies of this great state. And we as Indian people have always been dedicated to endure that we have a viable economic diversity on our reservation and continue to create employment that serves both our tribal communities and the non-Indian communities within our respective counties. Since last year, things have not gotten better with our economies, not on the reservation, not on the state, or nationally. But we are still attempting. We're still going. We're still trying to create these jobs, and we have, we have many valuable tools to share, to contribute. On my tribe, we have a diversity of tribal economic development. We have an 8A certification that we need to implement, and I'm asking the state of Wisconsin to recognize that and to ensure that we have some commitment to make sure that we have this tool to be wisely used and make it profitable not only to the Indian community but to the non-Indian community as well. I talked to the Department of Commerce this morning, and we're already setting up some meetings to look at how we can share our revenues, our resources, to ensure that we have, we can take advantage of this award. And we're in the remote areas. I believe that tribes are being hit hard economically. Whatever we can do to create new jobs, attract investments, and bring more federal funds to Wisconsin is fine by us. And many of us that go out to Washington to lobby to ensure that we as sovereign nations have, can partake in the stimulus monies that are available to other entrepreneurships throughout America, including Indian people. So we're doing what we can to bring additional resources to the state of Wisconsin, and I thank my tribal leadership for all of that. And we go out as individual tribes to lobby to ensure that we do have a viable economic and diverse economies on our reservation, as well as stable government. And we have a lot of work to be done. Some of the work we're being together has solved problems. Earlier this year, the governor signed the law, the Indian Child Welfare Act. If you know our history, you know that this was a long time coming, but most significant piece of legislation in support of Indian families in many generations in Wisconsin. To Senator Jauch, my hat's off for you, my friend. This bill passed unanimously in both the Senate and in the Assembly. That is good news to us. We're having the recognition after 30 years by the federal government of passing the Indian Child Welfare Act. We finally have it in Wisconsin. Thank you. Miigwech to all of you. We also view the Palliser and Mackinac and the Great Lakes Water Compact legislation is a great step forward. Now we're hoping that there will be some attention to the issue of sovereignty and issues of inter-tribal taxability and tax agreements between tribes and the state. Law enforcement is another issue where work needs to be done. Currently, there are some confusion about how specifically tribal law enforcement may work with their state counterparts. The issue is called mutual aid. A new bill, AB 737, deals directly with this issue, and I urge you to consider it as a priority for this session. It too deserves your unanimous support. We in Burnett County, we have a tribal law enforcement of 13 tribal police officers, but because the Attorney General issued a policy statement a couple of falls ago, we're unable to use them in the communities where we had originally hoped they would work with, and that is the Burnett County Sheriff's Department. The Burnett County Sheriff's Department will not cross-subsidize. Therefore, if there is a need for mutual aid, it has to pass so many steps. Is that what you call progress? I don't think so. Let's get it right. Let's work together. Let's protect our people, and let's protect your people. Let's protect each other. We need some relief in tribal law enforcement activities. I also think you should consider the issue of retirement parity for tribal officers. Currently, our brightest and best law enforcement officers migrate to non-tribal departments because of the benefit packages. If tribal officers could participate in the state program, it would be a great step in stabilizing tribal police forces. School priority is another issue that deserves a look. When Governor Dwell signed Executive Order 39, it was designed to improve consultation process with the tribes. Legislative affecting tribes was routed through the Legislative Council, a specific commitment to state tribal relations. This is a big step forward. One of the things I would like to do today is ask the Senate to recommit the important work of this committee. After a fast start progress that the State Tribal Relations Committee has bogged down, we urge that there be more consultation with this legislation, not less, with the tribes that are in the areas of clean energy, renewable energy, policy and standards, mining, and community health. Re-energizing the State Tribal Relations Committee will enhance legislative planning. I also would like to reinforce the need for tribal representation on the state board of regents. We need, you know, if we can, have some Native Americans sitting in the state board of regents as we develop curriculum for the future of our great state, recognizing sovereignty. I would also like to briefly mention three important initiatives. The Prison Reentry Project that is designed to help young people successfully reenter the workforce. The Wisconsin program is unique and could become a model for the country. The tribe recognized how important this program could be for all of us in the state of Wisconsin. Broadband access to an initiative that is physically important to the tribes. Currently, access to the internet on the reservations is limited and costly. We are eager to participate in any way that will help us move forward in the information age. Lastly, the Highway 8 Improvement Initiative is of great interest to all of our tribes. We look forward to participating in an economic success similar to the Highway 29 and 41 projects. We especially look forward to working with the state of state in the areas of archaeological sites, historic findings, and environmental impacts. A sincere, open, and continued government-to-government consultation will ensure the best possible conclusions. Finally, I would like to mention two upcoming events. Milwaukee will be the host of the 211 National Congress of American Indians. I cordially invite all of you to attend and interact with your counterparts from the state and tribes across the country. Milwaukee will also be the host for 211 Indigenous Games. The Olympic-style event is a summer celebration of health, fitness, and healthy lifestyle choices of Indian people from all over North America. We invite you to not only attend, but to support this important event in any way possible. The city of Wisconsin is strong. We, like you, are facing many and growing challenges. We appreciate being here and this opportunity to participate in this government-to-government talks must be continued. And we need to recognize that we in the city of Wisconsin are part of this growing community as well. Thank you, Miigwech. Have a good day, and God bless you.